T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search.
It's so dumb.
Then download.
My brain is melting.
This is Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Is he really done? Do you believe that he is done for good?
Never say never with Tommy. I mean, you never know. I mean, but at the end of the day, I think this is final, and it's a decision that's probably really difficult because, again, you go back to him, the competitor. He is the ultimate competitor, and that's the reason why he played until 25. And I was there in New England with Doug Flutie, who was 41, Vinny Testaverde, who was 42. And I remember them having this conversation and Tom saying at that point, even in his young career, saying, I'd love to play until I'm 45. And he achieved that. So he's achieved everything that anybody could possibly imagine at the quarterback position, including some of his own self-endeavors in which he wanted to go out and play until he was 45. And he accomplished that.
Matt Cassel last night on NBC Sports Boston says, never say never with Tommy. I know Tom Curran of NBC Sports Boston, who joins us about 7 minutes from now at 3:30. I know he disagrees. He wrote on the website that Brady is done. And he said that pretty definitively. We'll hear from Tom Curran coming up again a little over 5 minutes from now. This hour of Jones and Mego with Arcan is brought to you by Arbella Insurance, here for good. What were you going to say there, Mego? Sorry.
I just really liked, I wanted to mention this one line from Curran that... Brady belongs to America. Somehow, though, he seems to have become a man without a country. Where's his home? Miami? Tampa? San Francisco? New York? Boston? Where he literally experienced everything? I was like, that is very true. And it kind of gets at the heart of what we're talking about.
The one-day contract.
Should
exactly.
He have the one-day contract? Where is his heart, really?
Like, I don't care about the one-day contract. I don't care if he signs it or not. I mean, I kind of hope Brady digs in his heels and just flips the proverbial double bird at the Crafts and the Patriots because they didn't sign him and they didn't keep him when they could have. You didn't want to give me a real contract. Now you want to give me a fake one for appearances? I'm not doing it. So I hope he digs his heels in on it. But really, what I'm interested in about the one-day contract story is Kraft so obviously wants it to happen. And the fans so obviously want it to happen, which I still don't really get.
That's why, though, that sentiment right there. Tell us that Boston was your home. Tell us you still love us.
But what do you care?
Tell us you're a Patriot.
Why do you care? Why don't my fans care?
I'm talking about the fans.
Right, but why do they care?
Because they're sentimental, that's why.
But so what? He's the greatest quarterback of all time. He won you a bunch of Super Bowls. You can retire his number. He's going into your Hall of Fame, meaning the team Hall of Fame and obviously the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Like, what do you care if he likes Boston or not? Why do you care?
Oh, I think they care a lot.
No, I mean, I know they do, but just why? Why? Why do you care?
Because people from Boston want everyone to like Boston. And it's not enough to just like Boston. They want you to love Boston.
So I'm curious how Brady feels about all of it. And the one-day contract just is a window into discussing that. One thing quick before we get to your phone calls. And again, Tom Curran coming up. Mike Florio wrote something interesting today at Pro Football Talk. And it's an indication as to whether or not Brady could be retiring or not. So this is something to pay attention to. You know, a bit of a weather vane for the direction of how things could be going with Brady. He says the Buccaneers need one last favor from Brady. They need him to sign a contract for 2023 for the minimum salary, $1.12 million, and they need to process his retirement after June 1st. And there are other ways to play around with the cap, but work with us on this. Such a contract would reduce Brady's cap charge to $11.94. Retirement after June 1st would knock it all the way down to under $11 million in dead money, and it would push $25 million in dead money to next year. For Brady, this would keep him from joining another team if he changes his mind about playing. Even though he may believe right now he'll never play again, he could change his mind. And here's what I think is the key line from Florio. If Brady will be doing the Bucs a contractual favor, it needs to happen before his current contract voids in mid-March. He can be a free agent March 15th. If he goes through with it, that will be the clearest indication he truly has no interest in joining another team. So if Brady doesn't do the Bucs a solid and sign a fake contract for fake cap purposes, if he doesn't do that, it keeps the window open for him returning. So pay attention to that. If Brady does a fake deal with the Bucs, he's probably retiring. There would be ways to come back, but it would be convoluted and difficult. If he's really going to hang him up, that's what he's going to do. He's going to sign a ceremonial contract with the Bucs. If he doesn't, he can come back, and he can come back at any point, unretire at any point, which would shock, as we discussed yesterday, exactly none of us.
It's really fascinating, because if you look at the timeline of last year, it was March 13th that he decided to come back. So you look at this, if he doesn't do this, by the way, they have the $35.1 million cap hit, and they would be $55 million over the cap, the Bucks. I also just think it's funny for Brady. You know, he announces his retirement, and now you got to believe some people are giving him some space. Robert Kraft, though, he's going on CNN saying, please come back, sign
he's
a
begging.
One-year deal.
He's
the next day.
And, he's on his hands and knees
begging.
Like
the Bucks, maybe someone from the Bucks is going through to Florio and saying, hey, if you are actually going to retire, can you do it exactly this way so we're not screwed with $55 million over the cap?
It's true.
Tom, if you're for real, can you just show us
it's true.
Before March?
617-779-7937 is how you get in touch with Jones, Mego, and Arcan. Dan in Brockton wants to weigh in on this very topic. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, you guys kind of stole my thunder on that whole thing, but that's what I was calling to talk about. He basically needs to do what Drew Brees did with the Saints and help them out. And Brady seems like the type of guy that he does want to protect his image, and a great way to endear yourself with Tampa Bay as well. And, you know, is signing that contract where then they can June 1 him, saves them a bunch of money. And if he is serious, I mean, that then all.
Well, and symbolically, what would it say? And I'm sorry to cut him off. Our old phone system was a little different, Arcan. It was a little more forgiving with hanging up on people. So work with me on that.
Executioner style.
Please stop talking about the place you used to work.
It's a poor carpenter who blames his tools. I realize that. So I'm blaming the phone system. But when it comes to Brady, we're talking about symbolic gestures. Like, if he's willing to do a symbolic gesture for the Bucks, but he wouldn't do it for the Patriots, is that spitting in Kraft's face?
No. I mean, oh, sorry, if he's willing to do it for Tampa, but not for New England. It's different. It's totally different. This is purely symbolic, the one-day signing with the Patriots, whereas with Tampa Bay, it's about how they're going to rebuild after taking him for a couple years.
It's symbolic in that it's a paper transaction, but you're right. It would have
This has actual implications for what they're going to feel next year and the year after.
Yeah, all this does for the Patriots is make them feel better and make them feel better about Tom Brady and make Robert Kraft feel better about the way this all went down. And, you know, that's why I invited him to the wedding and, you know, all this other stuff like that. It's very clear that he's trying to repair that, because history is not going to be kind to the Patriots if Tom Brady sort of burns the bridge forever and says, bleep New England, I'm never going to go back there. You know what I mean? Like, that obviously won't look good. But, man, does he look thirsty here. He looks, like, very, very thirsty to get this, like, wrapped up right now and get an answer down there.
Yeah.
Sure. It's sort of like what he did with Gerard Mayo, right? Like, Gerard Mayo, he puts out this big statement. We're going to do everything we can now to get Gerard Mayo here for a long time, and we're going to sign Mayo and blah, 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 blah. He's canceling all his interviews. Now we're finding out from Garigi, and he might not even get a raise or a new title. That's another side of all this.
It seems like there will be a raise.
Maybe there will be a raise, but he's not going to be assistant head coach, we're thinking here.
I'll take the money.
But
let's get to the Mayo stuff next.
The point is that it's sort of a similar tactic. You know, you go out there and you make a big whole deal about it to put pressure on somebody to do what you want.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would agree it looks thirsty. And you brought up the wedding. I kind of forgot about that. Brady did go to Kraft's wedding, but did he know that's what he was going to? Remember how awful that was, where Robert just threw like a surprise wedding out of nowhere to all the guests in attendance? I can't think of a worse thing than that. Show it thinking you're going to like a two-hour shindig, and then next thing you know, it's a wedding.
I would be so excited.
I wouldn't.
Oh, I would think it was so fun.
If you just
and then
showed up and you're like, oh, I'm
them.
Stuck at a wedding now? Ugh. I got to stick around and eat the meal, and I got to stick around for the dance. Like, I thought I was just dipping in and out here for, like, a drink real quick. I got
to
stay for the wedding.
I don't think this is, like, a stereotypical 28-year-old's wedding.
I bet that's why Brady went. I bet Brady's like, yeah, I'll go, fine, whatever, I'll show up for a drink. I'm here for a whole wedding? Ah! I got to glad hand everybody and hang out and watch the dance, and they're shoving cake in each other's face. I got to stay for all of that? Please, no, you can't dip out of a wedding.
First of
not
all,
easily.
Can.
Well, not easily.
You can.
Well, yeah, they'll notice if Tom Brady's not there, I think.
That's true, I have. That's fair.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.